human rights aren't respected in many places of the world. Sexual orientation is recognized in some constitutions, international treaties, and declarations of rights. However, many people don't accept homosexuality as a possible human characteristic and as a right. In today's program, we're going to speak about homophobia, and we will show you the example of one training course dealing with this problem. In this course, everybody recognizes homophobia as a very dangerous kind of discrimination, which must be combated. This is Rubén Bermejo, Borja Moncada is controlling the sound, and we will have the collaboration of some of the participants in the training course for multiplayers combating homophobia. How do we handle diversity?
Hey girl, don't cry, look at me, ever smile, you can, you do, you're 15, you mustn't forget your life, you can try, you can fly, you can stay the same girl, you find me, you love me, but you can stay, you can stay.
Is Hey Girl, the name of the band Mels, and you can find it in the sound bank of Radio 87 MHz. Every human being is born with a sex. Yes, a very funny word. Sex refers to the biological characteristics of a person at birth. However, sex is not the only thing in life, because all of us have also a gender. The word gender relates to the perception of being male or female and is known as the gender role. Furthermore, apart from sex and gender, there's another important issue, which is sexual orientation, and it refers to an enduring emotional, romantic, sexual or affectional attraction to another people. Sexual orientation can be distinguished from other aspects of sexuality, including biological sex and gender identity, that is, the psychological sense of being male or female, and sexual orientation can be also distinguished from the social gender role, which is adherence to cultural norms for feminine and masculine behavior. Homosexuality is not an election. LGBT people don't choose their sexual orientation. As you can find in the Wikipedia, homophobia is the unreasoning fear of, at version 2, or discrimination against homosexuality and homosexuals. It can also mean hatred, hostility, or disapproval to homosexual people, sexual behavior, or cultures, and is generally used to insinuate bigotry. The term homophobic means prejudiced against homosexual people, and a person who is homophobic is an homophobe. But even straight people, heterosexuals, can be victims of homophobia. Once upon a time, there was a training course in Estonia. This course was organized by Trajectoria, a youth NGO from Estonia. Some 20 people from almost 10 different nationalities were participants in this course. Some of the participants were collaborators and volunteers in LGBT organizations, and some others collaborated in non-LGBT organizations. However, in this course, everybody recognized homophobia as a very dangerous kind of discrimination which must be combated. There were a lot of working minds in that course, and we wanted to have their opinions. And the question was this: what can we do to combat homophobia and discrimination in an effective way?
Oh, I think it can be combated by campaigns, different campaigns, organized by different institutions and organizations. But also, I think media should be very much addressed in a way, so to know how to speak about it, how to present the proper image, not the fake one, not the stereotypical one, but the closest to the truth, and it's not the case nowadays. So I think by addressing some campaigns which actually deal with and aim to work with medias, that's I think one of the tools and one of the means, but also reaching other communities, organizations, and especially institutions like administration, schools, and it can only be achieved by campaigning and advocating and by some, I don't know, global movement. It's definitely the information, the advocacy, and simply the discourse in discussion. So it's a topic which should be discussed, which should be tackled and challenged as well, but especially very much discussed, shouldn't be neglected and ignored or like not important. And that's how you deal with it. It's just to make a further step, you just have to first discuss and see what this is about, and then you might understand, otherwise you just cannot
deal with it.
Yeah.
I think that we had to consider that school is very important to combat homophobia. We have to educate young people, not only them, but I think it's something very important. And we have to make it in school with education, with non-formal education, and at the same time, formal education. For instance, I think teachers should be more informed about discrimination, not only homophobia. Maybe it's a subject, it's a topic not very known by this person, and we have to make it. But what?
You mean that we should combat discrimination in general, not well. It's important to combat homophobia, but you mean every discrimination, every kind of discrimination?
I think every kind of discrimination is important. I think in France we have a lot of prejudice about Jews, for instance, but not only. We should talk about sexism, about disabled, because we often have some compassion for disabled, but they don't need compassion, they need to be respected. And
So, in a way, do you think that information is important?
Yeah, very often teachers are well informed for the subject, it's logic, but not for citizenship. And I think that we have to be more open-minded and more to consider more other culture than ours, and because we are very proud of French culture, but other culture exists, and I think it's very important.
Yeah. I think we need to combat with discrimination, with homophobia, because we are all peoples, we have all dreams, all have rights, and it means that it's my own opinion who I love. If I love man or woman, it doesn't matter for others. But I think when a human, like I say, reclaim this, that, oh, I'm a gay, it's, I think, with this to need combat, because we are all peoples here, and we need to burn a second popularity. And if homophobia is very popular, and all guys love just guys, and men with men, girls with girls, we haven't children, yes, and what's coming in next 10 years after, no pensia, yeah? Who come working, and all our planets die.
So do you think that we should give this information to the world in general?
Yeah, but firstly, we need to combat with discrimination. Discrimination is really with homophobia, with minorities can be language, or it's big popular of minorities.
I believe that nobody, I haven't seen child who is evil or who is intolerant, and somehow I think that you can find some reasons in society or in family or in friends, but I'm just interested, where does it start, these intolerant things, and if we will find a place, or how maybe we will find some kind of model, like how can we raise children, then I believe that nobody burns evil, but the thing that we could do now, because we cannot like turn the time machine, jump into the time machine and turn back, I think we just need to raise this awareness about things, because I believe that even I have stereotypes, and even I discriminate, or maybe I have some sexist jokes that I use, as even, you know, there's an opinion that only men have sexist jokes, and women also does.
Yeah, me too, I think.
Everybody does, and you don't even think, you have no clue that that's actually kind of a bad thing to do. that somebody has been touched by that very hardly, and so... to keep on raising this awareness of things that are happening.
I think we can combat homophobia and discrimination, maybe including homophobia in discrimination issues, because sometimes people don't include homophobia. That's the first step. After that, we can do this in a daily basis, in every single action that we have. It's just to raise awareness that we should raise awareness to people that we should and can do this in a daily basis. What I mean is that every time you have a conversation with your friends, you can, instead of speaking all the time about football or novels or or gossiping or about the last night TV program, you can also introduce new themes and new topics. Because sometimes people are laughing or making jokes, and they are always discriminating someone, minorities, and they don't. And sometimes, when they exclude minorities based on ethnicity or others, you, in your group of friends, you don't see any gypsy or any black people or Moroccan people, but with the gays, they are not visible, and so you can hurt them even if you don't know they are there. So I think we should I think we should work hard in raising awareness on homophobia, and also try to include the homophobia in our speech. Not, of course, doing homophobic actions, but trying to raise awareness in homophobia issues. And also, when we speak about discrimination, speaking also in sexual orientation, discrimination, and gender roles, and all these kind of things.
So, you think that information is important in order to change the minds of the people and to make them aware of all these problems? And I mean, information, is it important?
I definitely agree. I think information, correct information, it's the basis of a democratic and a society where rights are respected. Without information, the taboo can turn in taboo issues, or they can become even difficult or harder, or destroy even people's lives. So information is the correct information on certain topics. It's the basic thing that we have to do. And we nowadays it's so easy to get access to information. We just have liberty of expression, and we can communicate. We have internet, we have newspapers, we have TV, we have radio, we have sign language. We can do everything. I think the most important key to solve some problems is to communicate. And if people don't communicate, they don't understand the each other. So if they can communicate using proper information, I think many of our problems could be solved. But that depends on each person.
I think that it's mainly a thing of education. It begins on making people think that homophobia isn't a fact as a stone that we cannot move, but is a thing that can be fought and can be eliminated just by trying to find strategies involving the whole society, finding people interested in make the people think and reflect about that. Finally, their beliefs, their homophobic beliefs, are not based on logical things, but simply in moral prejudices that they have already known as normal because of their society.
You think that's an easy question? It's all about knowing the other and understanding ways of living and ideas and sexual orientation and how actually to do that. I think it's good to live together, to speak and to speak about several topics, and one of them should be homophobia, or should be the possibility to have different sexual orientations.
So maybe it has to do with information. You say they're speaking to others.
Yeah, information, but the only information is not enough. We get a lot of information in Europe these days in school and everywhere, and to really understand someone else, if you're like homophobic, and to really understand what homosexuality is actually, you have to know someone who is homosexual, and try to see what this person is about and who. Yeah, to do so, I think you should do something together, work on something very different, like building a house or making music together, and on the side talk about this issue.
No, first of all, it's a very hard question, that one. I think the best way to fight discrimination is just be yourself. Don't deny, don't be. To adopt a visibility behavior. So it doesn't need for you to have like a poster or a postcard saying gay on your head and forehead. But if don't deny it, who you are. Because people discriminate what they aren't used to, what they think is strange. And if you be open about it, people will get used to you with times. So if they get used to it, they will. The first step is, I think, they will tolerate, maybe. And the next step will be they will accept, probably. So I think that is the best weapon we can use against discrimination. Discrimination of homosexuals, of course.
Yes, I agree with you, and I think that most of part of discrimination and homophobia in people can be based on fear of the of what is different. So if we can see really how reality is, I think that we could do lots of steps towards the no homophobia world.
Showing a way, information can be the way.
Information can be one way, and for example, media could try to explain in other ways and to show other faces about the homosexual movement, not only those which they think that can make a notice, can make a news. So, and also to be yourself and to be visible. In the street and in your life, and to be yourself, I think.
David, can you tell us something about your organization?
Okay. My organization is called Red Ezeko. It's a LGBT organization. That's an organization for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders. It helps mostly young from 16 to 30 who are doing their coming out, facing discrimination problems, and facing the problems of exclusion. And because teenagers, especially homosexual ones, are the ones who have the highest rates in the charts of suicide. So we are trying to reduce that. Organization does has support groups that we include to talk about various themes about homosexuality with these teenagers. We also do activities, sport activities among them, so they can communicate with each other, get to know each other, and sharing their experience, they could help each other and support each other, of course. 70% of teenagers that commit suicide are homosexuals, so it's a very high rate, a very high number, 70%, so of 100, so of, I'm talking about teenagers, so young from 16 to 25, 26, so teenagers and young adults. There is no escape door, so you know, the label gay, homosexual has a very bad connotation in Portugal and Spain and everywhere. So it's hard for most people to accept who they are, and I think they rather kill themselves just to face those problems, because they understand they are homosexual, they know they are different, and discrimination leads to that, to low self-esteem, and low self-esteem leads to depression, and depression leads to suicide. There isn't any advice to give them. All I can do is to support them, because the most of the work to gain self-confidence about being homosexual has to come from them. the best thing I can do is to give my example, my way of living, of being homosexual. I am very comfortable with my homosexuality. I live it openly, and by showing that to others, I hope they can learn something for me. So that's the only advice I can give you. I was in denial for many years. I knew I was gay, but I didn't want anyone else to know about it. So I put myself in heterosexual relationships. I would sleep with girls. But I came to a point that I decided to, okay, you live a double life. Do you want to live this double life for the rest of your life? And that was the main question for me. And I said to myself, no, you don't want this kind of life for the rest of your life. It is a pathetic life. It is a sad life. It will lead to nowhere. If you want to truly to be happy, you have to be who you are. So from that moment on, I will say, okay, I'm gay. And from the moment I said that I'm gay, it was like taking a something like a big heavy bag from my back. I became free, and after that, I became. The first step was to learn what it is to be homosexual, because I have a lot of prejudice about myself. It's called inner homophobia. I had to destroy a lot of prejudice, a lot of barriers, a lot of stereotypes that there is, like, common, because society puts those stereotypes among us, and we have to deal with them as we grow up. So that was the first step. The second step was to try to live a normal life with the laws that my country imposes or doesn't give to homosexuals. I had to, okay, now I'm homosexual, I'm accepted, I don't have any problems of being one, so what can I do to have a regular and normal life? Okay, this is the reality of my country, I have to change this, so I'm, the best thing for me to do is to do something about it, is to fight for rights that aren't there. So and of course helping others to be in the helping others see the way so they can join me in this fight.
Finally, we are with one of the persons who had to stand us during all this time in this course. How did you feel with us?
You're very welcome here. And I'm feeling sorry that you're leaving.
Also us are very sorry, at least me. I think it's a bit sad.
I hope you will come back to Estonia and you will visit us again.
Well, I'm just looking forward to coming back here, so... But
please do it in summer.
Because it's really cold now. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Okay, Axi, thanks for everything. Okay, what do you want to say?
I want to say hello to everybody in Spain. And I want to say that Urban is a terrific guy, and I'm so happy to have met him, and I hope that we'll meet again, because the world is small, and for the last 10 days we have already become a family.
Yeah, I think so. In only 2 days we were all friends, so...
Yeah, and please come to Bulgaria.
Yes, I will. Thanks, thank you very much, Axi.
You're welcome.
Thanks for all the opinions. This program ends here, but just before leaving, we want to ask you something. Be happy and make those around you feel happy. Thank you for being there.